Wilson, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Far off in the vast unknown that lies between the planets, the great space battle continues. Although heavily outnumbered, Rocky and the others fight desperately to turn back Gorg's fleet. Gradually, by superhuman effort, the tide of battle swings in their favor. Gorg's ships are destroyed one by one. As their losses mount, Yeo pleads with Gorg to recall his fleet.
Beg of you, sire, do as I say. When news of this reaches our world, there will be more of us against to recall the fleet,
sire. I will do nothing of the kind, Yeo.
No, you are here.
Use that, please. You forget that many men are with us in the radio tower listening to the reports from the fleet.
Oh, sire, I cannot think in earth ease while I am excited.
You cannot think. Otherwise, you would not make such a stupid suggestion. Recall the fleet and admit defeat. Oh, no. I have a better plan.
We cannot stand the loss of so many ships.
And we shall not.
Then bring back the fleet before they are all destroyed.
No, I sent those ships to conquer Earth, and they shall.
How can they when they are...
Listen to me, and I will explain.
I am listening.
Good. And not before time. We shall follow my original plan on a smaller scale. I will radio the general in code. One half of my fleet shall return. The rest shall fly on and attack Earth.
But, sire, that is...
Enough of your buts and doubts. I have commanded it. Once our bombers have wrecked one or two of Earth's cities, they will surrender.
You forget Rocky Starr.
I forget nothing, you. He will not be able to harm my plans.
He has ruined them almost. He has destroyed...
I am well aware of our losses.
They will be even worse should you go ahead with this crazy scheme. Rocky Starr will attack and attack until every ship is destroyed.
Really, you? Well, you are wrong. He will cause us little damage. I shall order my fleet to scatter in all directions. He cannot watch them all. Hours later, the ones to return to Venus will begin their flight home. The others will fly independently towards Earth and regroup 10,000 miles from that planet's outer atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like my idea now.
It is quite good.
I think it is perfect. I feel that at last we shall overcome Rocky Starr's interference. Come, there is much planning to do. We must work it all out to the last detail so there can be no confusion. Radio the general. Tell him to stand by for an urgent message.
Hey, we've lost a couple more ships, pal. Things is looking really grim.
Gosh, yes.
Yeah, we've lost 15 ships since the scrap began.
That leaves one squadron.
Yeah, one against at least 70 of theirs. Look, Rocky,
don't say it, Mitch.
I get it. Look, we can't go on this way.
Rocky, did you hear that?
No, I was talking to Mitch. What was it?
Yeah, more trouble, I guess.
No, Venus is broadcasting to the fleet.
Hey, they wasn't calling him home, was they?
I don't think so.
Well, what did they say?
Venus, so far on that call is felt. Must be brought up and across me a dozen parts off.
Well?
They are asking the general this week to stand by for an important message.
Oh, I wonder what it is.
He's left his underpants at home.
Oh, Mitch, don't be crazy.
Huh?
Gosh, maybe Gorg's decided to recall them.
Oh, quit kidding yourself. We ain't winning the scrap, remember?
Oh, we've lost heavily, but by gosh, so have they. We've destroyed hundreds of their ships.
Yeah, well, they can afford to lose them, I tell you, and we can't. Will you look at us now? We pulled out of the scrap to regroup, and what do we find? There's nothing to regroup. Well, let's call it a day, Rocky, huh?
What do you suggest we do?
Well, look, ask me something easy, will you?
Listen, Mitch, we can't pull out. We've got to fight on.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Any old man curtain for us, you know. We can't win.
Oh, you never know. We just might pull it off.
Ah, look, your trouble is you never know when you beat.
I'm not crying enough yet, Mitch.
It's just the river to wear it. Begin to all of red cards. Think cards, get it, see it when you're to the opal.
What's that crumb screeching about now?
I cannot understand the message. He said, the day is over when the night falls.
Yes?
After darkness, there is the new day and hope.
Well, hey, side of sand, Happy. Oh, he's got a screw loose.
He's using a code, Mitch.
Oh, look, I'm not that dumb. I know that. What's it all mean?
He might be recalling his fleet after all.
Well, why send his orders in code?
So that we won't know that we've beaten him.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, and again, he could be up to something really dirty. You know, we'd better keep our eyes open and be ready for trouble.
General is ready. radio that he understands your message, sire.
Excellent, excellent.
Further, he approves of your plan and is taking the necessary action.
And you, Yell?
Me? Oh, I was hasty with my judgment, sire. Yes, I believe, too, that it will work, and Rocky's star will not see through it.
How could he? When the ships are dispersed over a wide area, Rocky's star and his cursed friends will be helpless. When they see the fleet turn for home, they will imagine that all the ships go that way. Instead, half of them will head for Earth. If later he realizes his mistake, it will be too late.
There is just one thing, sire.
With you, there is always some doubt, you.
Well, I mean, is there any chance of the Garnham pilots knowing your code?
None at all.
God, that is wonderful news for my ears, sire.
Only three people have a copy of the code, myself and two generals aboard the fleet, and I defy any person to work out my plan from the message I sent. It's all rather clever of me, eh?
Very, sire.
I thoroughly agree with you. You, I am a man worthy to rule the universe. There can never be another like me.
Perhaps many have thought the same thing.
Perhaps, but none has ever touched my greatness. Yes, you, we shall conquer the earth despite this setback.
Say, we gonna twiddle our toes forever.
Don't worry. You'll have plenty of action soon, Mitch.
Well, let's get cracking. We've been playing tag with Gorg's mob long enough. Oh, come on. Give the old hunt and call and we'll get stuck right into them troop ships.
I'm waiting for Stu and his boys to get into position. We're going to attack the troop ships on our port side.
Yeah, well...
Those on Ares, you era in the air of the cutter, two of...
Give him a yell, Mahler, and say to follow me.
All everything, Rocky. Just got an idea. It's terrific. Reckon we'll slap some mud in Gorg's eyeballs, huh?
Listen, Mitch, just what are you babbling about?
Relax, brother. Lend me an eardrum while I pour out some words of wisdom.
Listen, cut out the fooling, Mitch.
I ain't fooling. Serious. Got an idea.
Rocky, look at the radar scene.
Hmm?
Gorg's fleet is turning for home.
It's turning for home. Why, gosh, Mahler, I believe you're right.
Don't toot me up. No, 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 we can't be. Hey, here they are. It's a trick. They wouldn't be tossing it in now. Hey, tickle my cookie, Sal, they are. Grab a knife, or we're here to go back to Venus. Razzmatazz, we did it. We got them on the run.
Another minute or so, and it... Well, it just might have been us.
Oh, relax. Relax, Rocky. No, sir, we would have stuck it out to the bitter end.
Oh, this is wonderful, Rocky.
Better than wonderful, chicken. It's better than wonderful. We're beating the daylights out of Gorg's mob. We saved Earth from destruction.
Yeah, it all looks pretty good, Mitch, but I wonder...
Star, you're always wondering something. Get on the ball, boy.
I am, but I just can't see Gorg giving up quite as easily as this.
The truth, I tell you, Rocky.
Yes, looks as if it might be, but... Might be a trick, too, you know.
Ain't he cautious yet, huh? Yeah, trick my big toe. Look at him. They're scouting in all directions, running for home like a bunch of bunnies.
Yeah, I can see him.
Bunch of bunnies, get it?
Yes.
Well, what's to do, huh? What's to do?
I'll tell you what to do. Call up Suze. And tell him we'll chase him all the way back to Venus.
That's my boy. Let's get cracking. Oh, boy, are we handing out now. We've shot up another 10 troop ships and they turn back for Venus.
There's one on your port side, Mitch.
He's mine, pal.
Right.
And another dolly hit the dust. Roll up, roll up. Line up on the left, fellas. Any more for any more. Take your turn. I'm ready to give it out.
Yeah, you sound pretty happy, Mitch.
Sure I am. We got that pirate dog right where we want him. When it's a loosened chair of our bits, we'll grab him by the seat of the pants and sock him out into space. The point.
Yeah, sounds good, but, well, I hope you're right.
What do you mean you're awful right? Of course I am. You bet they will. They all hate the guy.
Listen, that scrap's not over yet.
It's only a matter of time, Rocky boy. You did the almost impossible. Never thought we had a show of stopping the fleet from attacking Earth. Boy, if they only knew how lucky they were. Credit makes you king of the world.
Without Stu's and the other space pilots, I'd have been helpful.
Oh, don't be so modest. It was your idea, though. And what an idea. Pal, this is the end of Gorg. Won't be game to attack no place for what's left of his fleet. Say, you ought to hear Stu's and the rest of the boys. They don't know what they're saying, but they sound awful pleased. Rocky, I'm that happy, could sing.
Oh, no, please don't. No.
Why not? Got a lovely voice. Cop this. See, the soft suit shuffle, it's at the same time.
Just,
Hold it.
Before we all get a headache.
What?
Mala, have you contacted Ann and Yan yet?
I have been calling in for an hour or more. You please be quiet, Miss. I'm sorry. I said I have been calling in for an hour or more. They have not replied.
What?
So what's the matter with them two guys? They dead or something?
Did you check with the other fighters?
Yes, with everyone.
Well?
I can't understand it, Rocky.
Hey, quit stalling, Molly. Give. What's happened to him?
I do not know. No one knows.
No one knows?
No, their ship has not been seen for some hours.
Oh, giggling grasshoppers.
Who thinks that their ship has been destroyed?
Rocky stares hard at Marla, his heart filled with foreboding. What has happened to Ann and Jan? Had they been shot up, or are they lost somewhere out in uncharted space? And will Gord's plan to attack Earth succeed? There are thrills and mystery ahead for each and every one in the next dramatic Rocky Star adventure, Destination Venus.